Salut, à bientôt.
Tattooing the main road in Paris's multicultural and rapidly gentrifying Belleville neighborhood is a cultural center for elderly Tunisians. Don't be fooled by the name, however. The space, no bigger than a laundromat, is one of the loudest places you'll find in Belleville on a weekday afternoon.
Je vais t'expliquer. Vous, 1330 et nous, 1560. 1330, 1560, c'est la belote tunisienne. Aux enchères, voilà.
Every day, usually just after lunchtime, the center is filled with Jewish and Muslim men, mostly in their late 60s or older, who come to play board games, drink tea, and gossip.
Il y a un mélange. Il y a un arabe tunisien et un juif tunisien.
One of the men describes the group as a mix. One Tunisian Jew, one Tunisian Arab, then another Tunisian Jew and another Arab. He tells me that in this part of Paris, older Jews and Muslims live together like they used to in North Africa. Sitting in the back of the room are some sharply dressed men. Two of them are arguing over what makes an authentic Tunisian fricasse sandwich, a popular snack filled with tuna and spicy harissa. These are Tunisian filmmaker Farid Bouyader and TV journalist Ariel Wisman, who is a Moroccan Jew. Wisman tells me Jews and Muslims in Belleville come from the same social class.
First, we share the same culture, and second, we often share what you call la pauvreté. Yes, we organize our two communities a bit differently, but the reality is the majority of the Jews and Muslims from this area, maybe their kids have better success than they do, but they themselves remain in a precarious situation. They find themselves hard to ever really settle in because of this. They're always juggling their finances around by the end of the month.
Their working class background is only one of the many things that bonds these two communities. Another is the Arabic language.
Arabic is very interesting because it's really made for group conversation. The language really is at its best when it's spoken in conversation. So every time we speak to one another in Arabic, we become more and more connected. It really is an opportunity for us to feel closer to one another.
Recent years have again seen a lot of violence between Israel and Palestine. But Wisman says that tension doesn't exist here.
There's absolutely no problem between the older Jews and Muslims in this area. Maybe there's some tension between the younger generations, but that's only because they don't really know each other. But once they get to know each other and their similarities, there's no issue.
Jordan Nahum is a 25-year-old Parisian studying medicine whose Jewish parents moved to the neighborhood from Tunisia.
It's a really interesting neighborhood because it's really diverse, it's really cosmopolite. It's a neighborhood where there are many different cultures, the Chinese, the Muslims now from North Africa, and the Jews from North Africa too. And they all live here, and they all live pretty well, and they all respect each other here.
Both Jordan's parents, Tanya and Frank, fled to the Belleville neighborhood in the 1960s. They say they no longer felt comfortable in Tunisia as Jews. They arrived in France to face another identity crisis.
They didn't want to feel Arabic. So they were like, we are here. People here think we aren't French, but we don't feel Tunisian because we were kicked out by the Tunisians. So what are we? So they tried to be more French than the French.
For years, Jordan's mother managed to hide the fact that she spent several nights a week at a belly dancing class. She was afraid of appearing too Arabic to her peers. And when Jordan was older and visiting a Muslim friend's house after school, he realized, in fact, how similar his culture was to that of his Muslim peers in France.
I was like, oh my God, we have the same food. We have the same sense of humor. We are very, very much alike. And, I realized, like, I mean, it suddenly made a sense.
His uncle Charlie owns a kosher butcher shop in Belleville. He says he remains extremely proud of his Tunisian identity and wants to preserve it. He immediately dismisses any suggestion that Paris's Tunisian Jewish community could slowly disappear.
It's a part of our origins. It will never disappear because it's something we pass down from generation to generation.
On pourra pas faire autrement.
Charlie also explains that every May, 2,000 Jews, many of them from France, make a pilgrimage to the Tunisian island of Djerba to visit what they believe is Africa's oldest synagogue. Yet despite Uncle Charlie's optimism, the reality is a number of Jewish institutions in Belleville have either left the neighborhood or are on their way out. Linda Siri opened Renee Gaban, a popular Tunisian kosher restaurant, in 1988. 10 years ago, it would have been hard to get a spot here during lunchtime. But over the past decade or so, she says business has gone down. Siri says she'll likely be leaving the neighborhood in the next couple of years. She explains recent gentrification and Jewish migration to other Parisian neighborhoods has led to lower sales.
C'est vrai que je suis triste de quitter ce...
It is true. I am sad to be leaving this area. Belleville has been our life, our love, our youth. I met my husband here in 1968 and we were married in 1974. Belleville has been our life.
At the same time, however, she says that a part of her is ready to leave.
I suppose it is time to hand over the neighborhood to whoever comes next. I've worked here long enough.
Je donne la chance aux autres, hein.
Jordan, however, is optimistic. He says he is now extremely proud of his Tunisian heritage and believes the culture can be preserved.
Many people of my age really start to go back to this culture, want to know more about it, start traveling back to Tunisia to learn more about it and want to want the culture to go on.
Even though so many Jews have left North Africa in the last half century, young people like Jordan are proof that his generation's curiosity and openness may be enough to keep the traditions alive in France. Rebecca Rossman, Radio France International, Paris.